när vi såg det där. Alltid en kamp med hamnade på Sveriges lanter. Mensch, det är så. Jag ska nu säga lite mer om Chalma. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Imru lefanai malchis. It's part of a braisa. Imru lefanai malchis kedeshet hamichuni aleichem. So the one of the central avodas of Rosh Hashanah is Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. What does that mean? That we're Bamach Kadosh Baruch Hu. Probably it has to do with accepting Kadosh Baruch Hu's control over us. Probably has to do with Schar Vayinish. Probably the assumptions that we make, and the philosophical assumptions of a Yemedin, are coming to be judged by the Ribbon Shalom. He's going to be able to figure out what we've done and how he responds to it. That's Malchus. That's accepting Ashgacha. Kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. So Simcha Zisal said that, practically speaking, it would be very hard to embrace the idea of Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem without some hachana. But just like we want to come to Rosh Hashanah with our Gidrei Tshuva in place, part of the hachana for Yom Leirom is Tshuva. So that's what we grew up with, the Rapasha, the Yemedin. Simchas Yisrael says, but if Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem is the central idea, that's the avoda which would seem to be so, because the Musaf, the core Haysafa in Musaf is Malchias, Zichronis, and Shaifras. And we know from so many of the piyutim that they refer to Malchus of Kadosh Baruch. So he says that if a person waits till the last minute, he's going to wait till Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So how embracing and how significant is the Hamlacha going to be? Between Malchus of Kadosh Baruch, so the most we can do on Rosh Hashanah is some kind of lip service. The most of the new Rosh Hashanah is a Kabbalah. But he says, but that will be a very shallow form of being Mamlech. And the only way that a person can come to be Mamlech, the Ribbono Shel Olam, if one has thought about it before, what does it mean in my own Hanukkah, in my life? He writes a very frightening comment. He says, the halavai we should prepare ourselves, because simply mouthing the psukim and mouthing the words, amira ba'alma, even if the amira is done b'tech kavona u'she'ifa l'kavolas malchusay me'irotzay. That's a separate idea, not a separate, but an idea that Rosh Zisal develops, is that kedei shetam lichuni is accepting his Baruch Hu's Malchus Beratze, not being forced upon us. But he says, but all of that is not really Hamlacha. B'shas amiraseinu es hamalchias namu kevar ba'oysa madrega sheyihye b'yondeinu ubekecheinu limsor tachas yodei kol b'tzein eiseinu. He says, at that point, we should already be able to surrender to the Ribbono Shel Olam the fullness of our lives and of our activities. Manoi alu chas v'sholim ha-mis'achrim loymar malchis ad Rosh Hashanah ve'enom mechinim atzvam b'vchines malchis. He says, how disappointing, how it is if a person delays Malchus to the moment that he says the Psuke Malchus in Musaf. Hayafaych Hayuchal Liyois Sheyeshane Tivoy Bisho Achas Vershoshone Bisho Sheoime Malchus. To be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously is not an easy thing. An easy thing to be Meshabed oneself. So it's not, it doesn't seem to be that a person could be Meshabed himself with depth if it's done at the moment they sing the Psukim. Harei kol zman she'odem leichinas atzmoy. If a person has not prepared himself Lishabed, to surrender, to dedicate his kol chushav, his emotions, kechosim, his energies, mitzay noisim, his ambitions, miachshava bedivar b'masa. As afilu kishet tova yes oiros l'shabbat esom. So even when he'll have the misover, he'll have the inspiration to do the shibud, but he's not going to be able to do it because he doesn't have the time. Now Rav Solomon writes. I'm quoting, I don't have the say for the Simcha Zisel. It's from the Pinkas HaKabbalah, so not familiar with that. So listen to the language of Matisyahu Solomon. Kama v'kama pom shemati me'anoshim ha misloininin u'mitztarim. She'al, many times I've heard from people that they are disappointed and they complain. She'al af v'tzeinom atoy v'achlatosam anachusha. That despite their will, their interest, their decision to daven well on Yom Tov, Yom Nirom, unsuccessful, like although it didn't happen, he says, how could it be that? Why should they be successful? Do we think that the inspiration of one day, and he knows well he has to daven well, but you think it's going to happen on one day to be able to focus? And this is the, for me, the meridic part of Rav Simcha Zisel. V'nimtza comes out, he didn't prepare himself. Eino emir klal malchus. He won't end up really saying it. He'll say the words in the Psukim, but he won't be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch. Rachmola Tzlana Yesh Kitru and Godel Mizeh. Harizze Yosem Yimosh in his heart Milayim Revida and Rosh Hashanah. Says that, why don't we say Vida and Rosh Hashanah? Because when he ever did, we don't want a Kitru. We want to take care of all things before Rosh Hashanah. But they come in the Yom Adin, start listening to Kadosh Baruch. We don't want to hand our we want to plead the fifth, right? We don't want to incriminate ourselves. We don't want to hand ourselves over to the Mekatrik. That's a Kitrik. And a Rebbe who was a Rebbe for many years in America, he said that he never gave Musar on Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah he gave Musar, but not because Rosh Hashanah says he doesn't want to be Mekatrik. He doesn't want to. So if Simcha Zisel says we're careful not to say vidoi, we're careful. Some don't even say vidu malkinu chotanu lefanecha. They say the next one because we're afraid of a kitru. He says, well, let's say a person comes to Malchus and he says the psukim of Malchus, and he doesn't really mean that his mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hasn't thought about it. He doesn't know what it means. He says, what does it mean in my life that I'm Makabel Ol Machos Shemayim with Krishma? But how many years to think, what does that impact? What decision am I going to make because I'm Makabel Ol Machos Shemayim? If I'm Meshabed myself, that means it has to play itself out. So he says, if we come to Rosh Hashanah and we say all the psukim and we haven't accomplish the avoida of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said that's worse than doing vidui. Al ken yishlasi is gedorim kodim Rosh Hashanah lamlech oisei yizbarach al kol eivarov mitoiv leiloimar
Malchus v'zechreinus l'tayva. And so therefore, Reb Simcha Zilu says, that should be part of the avoid of Elul. We mentioned last week, the Chofetz Chaim said that one of the hardest aspects of the hachonas of Elul is to be makdish zman, bekevei zman. Because that's one of the great strategies of the Yetzer Hara is to procrastinate. Because there's something that's much more urgent right now, and Yom Ne'erom is still 15 days away. So the one of the strategies of the Yetzer Hara is to be docha his weininess. And it's hard to be keveya zman, even if it's a few minutes. What is the content of the hisbeininess? So obviously one is to think about various events over the course of the year that require a tikkun. One is what are achievable goals, achievable tikkunim in one's behaviors and hogas, and how to accomplish those achievable goals, and what gedorim are required for that. One of the avoiders as well is to process in one's mind what is Kedesha Tamlichuni Alecha. So when we say the Psukim, we know what we're doing. It means to be Meshabbat at one simple level. Any Hebrei Tshuva that we have, and we process it, it is a form of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I want to, what is my goal in my Tshuva? So one of the goals in Tshuva is to, if there's an area where I think I'm doing something wrong, Klape Odom Klape Shmaya. So that interest in doing it in a way that will give nachas to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a form of being mamlech. But it requires the active processing, the articulation, the idea for it to be an act of being mamlech. A person who is mishaved surrenders different activities, makes decisions that they will not do something that they would rather do because they would rather do something that's will improve their aliyah ruchness. That's being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of this maimer, Sir Matisyahu Solomon, first the core is to encourage people to have a Seder of Musar, and the core is, especially during Elul, to have some Seder of Musar. It's harder nowadays because there's so many different Sefer Yira. You spend most of the time trying to figure out what's the Sefer Yira that speaks to me. So you spend so much time trying to figure this out, that's by the time you and Yom come around, we haven't figured it out yet. So you have to take the plunge and stick with something. But then he writes that one of the greatest forms, it says the greatest form of Kabbalah Malchusoi, that is Omlashul Torah. That's dedicating oneself to the study of Torah. Im is masrim li yegiyas haTorah, v'chol hakoyach, v'im kol hamoyach, u'v'chol zman ponei. The person says he's all in when it comes to learning. What is it? He's all in. So it means that he keeps the Torah, and when there is downtime, either from Parnasa, from college, so then, in addition to keeping the Torah, kol zman ponei. Again, one has to be careful not to drive himself crazy, careful to have some time to relax. But once one has taken care of that, and then when one is engaged in learning, to try with all our abilities, very hard, to be all in b'kol hamoyach, try and have as much of our concentration, try to not be distracted. It's very, very hard. Umenatzlim is kol menuchas hanefesh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu noisin lo. And he uses menuchas hanefesh means his being at peace and being comfortable. In other words, menuchas hanefesh, I think what he means over here. I think what he means over here is when a person achieves being in a stage of not having to worry about something. A person achieves menuchas hanefesh usually through a sense of emun and bitachon. Usually, without emun and bitachon, there are always things that one can ruminate and think about and worry about. But if a person can achieve menuchas hanefesh by understanding themselves well, knowing what hishtadlus they have to do, and then after the hishtadlus to be able to try to relax and walk back any other worry or dayas. So then he says that if I take my menuchas hanefesh and I'm mishabe that the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it means that, so what do? By being able, I work on myself to appreciate I've done my hishtadlus. I think about it. I did the hishtadlus that I'm supposed to do. Now, I have to work on myself to say, no, that's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's next? So then I have menuchas hanefesh, and then if I take a novel and read it, because I'm not worried. Right? And I play ball. So, Zayin HaChanami, if a person needs, you all need to have a certain amount of exercise, but if I've taken care of that, so now I have menuchas hanefesh, so now's the time to pick up a sefer. Now it's time to go back to the sugya. Now it's the time when I can dedicate a greater part of my intellectual capacity. Because because we are almost always working at several levels. And at one level, we're working on the task at hand, and at one level, we're worried about some of the more ongoing issues in life. If a person can achieve a sense of menuchas hanefesh, I've done my yishtalos, I'm doing my yishtalos, and now I have the right, the zchus, I'm not a pesheya, to have bitachon. So then, that puts to rest a lot of the tension and a lot of the mental, intellectual capacity that we're using for other things. And was able to dedicate more. So he said, that's a form of being mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a form of being mishabed oneself to Rosh. Using various matanas that Baruch Hu gives us, l'avaydosei. These are things that each one should think about, because many of the high points of Yom Ne'rom come and go very quickly. Right, the Malchias is Kedesh Tamichuni Aleichem, primarily one bracha. We have many piyutim as well. Tchiyah Sheva, for example. Sheva de Raisa, 10 seconds, 30 seconds. So if you're not ready for the, if you haven't thought about Tchiyah Sheva before Shofar, so then it would be kind of the mitzvah. But it's different if one has achonos for it. Especially in it's like Sukkah, it doesn't come and go in a moment. But Tchiyah Sheva is, you have to be ready for it. Good. So we have a beautiful Tosfos in Gimel and Aleph that carries us through several, opens up for us certain ideas in Pachim. It's a great opportunity. I think it's like a soft landing in Beis HaMikdash. Let's just get to the Gemara, get to the Tosfos, and that begins with Beis Amid Beis. Again, holding Beis Amid Beis, we're holding in Rabba Bar Ula's interpretation of the Mishnah, and his interpretation of the Mishnah is HaKol Shoichetin is Chulin, and HaKol Shoichetin is a person who eats Chulin, that is Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh, and then there's a Suyag that he should shecht b'sakin oruch with a long sakin. I said some kind of suyag, because this Mishnah paskins chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh ki kodesh hein, and it has a din of shmiras hektish. However, another then, what happens if he's doing the real thing? He's a Tomei. I forgot to mention he's a Tomei. He's a Tomei. If he's not Torah, it doesn't matter. He's a Tomei. Person who is Tomei. What happens if he's a Tomei, he's in a Tomei by Mikdash. And he Shech, so that is B'dievet. Part of the Din of Shmiras Hektish is that a Tomei Dik, a person, should not Shech anything which is Hektish. But what happens if he did Shech? Shchitosek Sheira. Shchitosek Sheira means that first we will grill him and ask him, did you touch the meat? Did you touch the animal? He tells us he didn't touch it. We'll have the din of Eidecha Neman and permit it. Tosfos at the bottom of his discusses why we don't simply say Sofik Tuma. Rishus Rabbi Lakula. Please look at it. We're not going to go into it. And what happens with the lesser Kamon? He already checked out, as he should check out, because he's a Tamei Mikdash, he shouldn't be there. So after he does the Shechita, he should have run out before the Shechita. But he did the Shechita, and then he ran out, and we can't find him. So he went to one of the mikvois. Depends if he's Tumas Sheres, if he's Tumas Meis, Paraduma. So we can't find him. So then the halach is, B'diyeh B'Shechitosek Sheres. Gemara says, "Hi, Tommy. Did let's just get this straight. Let's work at the details. How did this person become Tommy? Ilemo did mimimayis. So, were there two possibilities? I mean, two. Yeah, there are lots of possibilities of how he became Tommy. But we want to discuss Tumas Meis versus other Tumas." So Tumas makes we have a din. The din is that a knife, a sword, metal is Mamshich Tumah. One of the fascinating aspects of Tumah is that it is similar to the electricity. Both water and metal are strong conductors. And the same thing is true for Tumah. B'chalal Cherev Omar Rachmana, the Torah says, Cherev ha'uka chalal, that cherev, a sword, is a reset. A knife is a reset. It means it bumps it back up. It bumps the tumah up. Right? Tumah always moves on in diminishing fashion. Avi avoyis ha'tumah is the mace. The of ha'tumah is the one who touches the mace. Right? The rishon le'tumah is the one who touches the of ha'tumah. Sheni, so on and so forth. And each time that the tumah moves on to another receptor, then the tumah diminishes in its koyach. Right? And a via voice of tumah is mitamei anything. Ava tumah is only mitamei echlanu mashkin. We are machmir in hektish that is mitamei kelim as well. Truma as well. So the Gemara says, but cherev arikachalal, but cherev bumps the tumah back up, upgrades the tumah. Rashi points out, kicholol, the cherev is like the dead person. The sword is the aviv of the tumah. The sword is not a rishon tumah. Kitumah shel meis haru uveis letam mekli kigoin meis, the dead himself of Israel is tamei kelim. And the person who touches the mace becomes the avatuma. Tavimi avatuma. Im noga bohem matches. If metal touches the avatuma, nasaki yoitse boy. The metal, if it touches the mace, becomes kimace. And the metal, if it touches the avatuma, becomes kavatuma. It's the only item in the Bria that can get this kind of upgrade, where the Tumah does not drop down. And if the sword touched the person who touched the mace, it becomes an Av. Aval Rishon Visheni Ein Metame Kalin. So only the Avi Avois Atuma and only the Ovotum is a Metame Kalim. So the Sakin is a Kali. It has the Kayak, the Metame Kalim also. Why? Because the Sakin bumps up and becomes Kovatuma. Doesn't become a Rishon Latum. Vai Sakin. So now Gemara says, what is the Akimta in the Mishnah? We're talking about a Tomatic person. L'chaira, he's using a knife to cut the animal, right? A sakin shushchita, ain't l'cha, sakin gol mizu. Tacher v'cholol. So, if the person is Tomei, if the Shoychet is Tomei, he is going to render Tumah to the animal. Now, if he was using a plastic knife, he wouldn't do it. Plastic makabel Tumah, right? If he was using a wooden knife, he couldn't do it because the wooden knife would become a Rishon L'Tumah, and the Rishon L'Tumah, Midei Raisa, would not make the Behemah Sheni L'Tumah. However, V'hai Sakin Nasa Om, V'hai Cherhu Kechalal, Hochal Lo Yitzrich De Malav Hochanami Motzi Mitmah Bosa De Gavru Avi Avatumah, V'Sakin Rishon, U'Bosa Sheni, Rashi says this exercise was not entirely necessary because in Hektish the Bosa will become a Sheni L'Tumah. Right? So we didn't need this. But this is the Emes. The Emes is the knife is going to become like the Ovatumah. So the Gemara says that L'Tamei L'Sakin V'Ozal Sakin V'Tamisa. So here we have a whole Mishnah that says that b'di Ovan it's okay, b'di Evan it's not okay. Because b'di Evan, this Hektish became Tumah, became Tomei. Gemara says, El Ibn Mesheretz, that the person became Tomei Mesheretz. He was a Kohen in Mikdash, and as he was, right before he Shechted, a Sheretz died on him, a Sheretz touched him. To have a high gaver rishon, v'loy mitame yasakin, she'en keli mekabel tuma, elmi ova tuma, to le mitzino v'toira de mekabel tuma me rishon v'sheni, elo oichelu mashken. So now he became the sheretz is the rishon l'tuma, the sheretz is the ova tuma. The sheichet is the rishon l'tumah. Okay? So the rishon l'tumah, tumas meis, can be conducted by halal cherev, but only tumas meis. Tumas sheres does not get restarted or upgraded when it comes to a knife. So the knife could be a metal knife, a regular chalaf, a regular sakin shoshchita, but he's a tumas sheres. So the sheretz is the avatumah, person's rishon l'tumah. Oh, he can only metame echol mashka. He can not metame kelim. So we're all good. V'samach and mikol echol. It gives you the Rashi. It gives you the makor. So now the Gemara says that is the akimta tumas sheretz. Okay, ad kan we have a perfect malach in the sugya. However, the Gemara goes on to say, we can be making the Mishnah with tumas meis. How would that be? What's the Kremishal Kona? Was that a stock of reeds? Okay, what does it mean?
It's the
membrane
on the windpipe?
No, not in this context.
It's like a wooden stick.
Like a wooden stick? Okay, so I took out the Steinzels. The Steinzel shows that, remember, do you know how before there were sukkah mats, what did you have on top of your sukkah? Bamboo, right? Remember that some used to have it. Okay. So that's the bamboo shoots you're referring to, right? So if those bamboo shoots become hard, you can split them, right? When you split them, then there is a, that's what he was referring to, what you saw, there is a hard membrane inside. Right, and you can then this. If you split it, so you have an edge over here. This edge you can sharpen to make it into a very, very sharp edge. Okay, that's krumia shell cut. That's the he does very good research for his titles. That's how he explained it. All right. So next time you see your bamboo on top of your sukkah, you'll think about shechita. So it's having it, putting it half, by the way, is a problem in sukkah, because you make it into a keli, because it can be makabel water. So that's one of the downsides of using the round wheel. I think Mishnah Berurah passes that it's mutter because it wasn't. You don't have a kavanah to do that. But if a person would actually slice it, the kavanah, in order to learn the sugya of Gilman Alf, then he would make it into a keli. And again, he's talking about this edge, right? Or the quote, Josh, a wooden knife, right? Krumia shell shulkana. So the Gemara says he took the krumia shell, what is it, shulkana, vishochad ba, and he shechted. Okay, the Tanya. Because we have a brisa in Chulin, ba'kol shoychaten, bein batzur, bein bezchuches, bein bekrimishol kana. He can use a shechita knife, or he can go no frills, take a glass, sharpen a glass, or he can sharpen metal, or he can even sharpen the krimishol kana. Okay, so Rashi says krimishol kana. Pshute kliyates, it's not a base kibul. It's like a flat piece of wood. Veloy mekavle tuma. And it's not mekavle tuma. Okay? So we got it. So everything's good. Until Taisva says, so now that we've got this kimta down path, so now was again, what's pshat in the Mishnah? Ushchitas and Ksheira is talking about a Tomei ben Mikdash, and it's one of two possible: either Tomei ben Mikdash, who's Tomei Sheretz, and as long as he doesn't touch the meat, it will not become Tomei, because the only way that the meat, the only thing which connects the Sheichet with the meat is the knife, but since the Sheichet is an Avatuma, and the knife is a Rishon Latuma, the meat stays parv, right? Doesn't become tamei. So now, however, there's another rekimta, that's chitosik sheira. Now it's the tamei mace, and he took a wooden knife. So now we have this similar situation where the sheichet is the avatuma, the knife is the sheni latuma, right? And the only way that the meat can become tamei is if he touches the meat. Good. So now Tosva says, so, but the brisa of which the Gemara quoted was a brisa legabe chulin. What about legabe beis hamikdash? V'im tamei alas ve'ech yishchot b'kumish olkana ve'ha ve'inon keli k'nemucha b'soif hatoyda u'b'soif tamachatos. The darish minachsev v'yikachas amachelas l'shchot es benoy. Right, like that, the Yitzchak Avinu had the halacha of an oila. So the Gemara in Darshan's even before Matan Torah that since it has an oila, so Avram Avinu was the way that Avram Avinu was going to shecht Yitzchak would satisfy the requirements for the shechit of any oila. I have a pasuk that says Zos Atayra Oila. Lachatos v'lo osham yisaitin kokeli on Musaf, and the Gemara Darshan's that pasuk tells that all the halachas of oil apply to all the other karbonos except for the ones that are unique to oil, that is a fully burned. But the ones that are not unique to oil, the ones that are not the ones that are the part of the avoid of kodshim until you get to the unique part, which is when it's hakrov and mizbeach, so those are similar. So that's how we learn that you require a keli, right? V'yalfinun kulu me'oyla v'yishloimar. So this krumias akon is not a kli, right? That's the point of the Mishnah. A piece of glass is not a keli. It can be a very, very sharp piece of glass, but it's not a keli. And a very, very sharp flint stone, not a keli. And krumi yishol konev, it pashas means a split reed. So it's a split reed. So it's not a keli. It was split by itself. No one made it into a keli. So when it comes to regular shechita, you don't need a keli. You have a very, very sharp string. You could do a shechita. That's the Mishnah on coming up. That Bakol Shoichten. That's the Bryce of the Mishnah that Gemara just quoted. You don't need a keli for shechita. However, Gemara says you do need a keli for korbanos. So, the Tosfos says, not a problem. This Krumia Shulkana was made as a Gemar Kli. A person worked on it, sharpened it, and has a din of keli. Vinasik ain kli. They take no grammas. The Alpha Gov the Kaimlin Kerevi the Omer and Perika Khalil Ainus and the Kli Sharmes Shul Aids. The Machlaikis, whether here's a Machlaikis Lagabe Keli also, if one requires a Keli in Mikdash. But then there's a Machlaikis, can the Keli be Keli Shul Aids? So the, and that's a Machlaikis of Yesib Rav Yehuda, the Omer Perika Khalil, Aisim Kli Sharmes Shul Aids, the Shchitus Kachem. Loi ve'inan kli sharis. Right, we paskin that a kli sharis cannot be shel eitz. So therefore, Tosfos says, okay, it's a keli, but it's not a kli sharis. What does that mean? It's not a kli sharis. What's the significance of that? What does it mean? It's a keli, but not a kli sharis. That's a keli, so that means it's not disposable, not one-time usage, that it was didn't happen by itself, a person shaped it, a person made it, right? If it's, in this case, it's not a question of being a base kibble, it didn't happen by itself. A person actively made the keli. Otherwise, it's stam beis and vanim, was it a Shabbos? What's the difference between what muktishal eitz and avana means? Useless a stone. If a person begins to takes a piece of wood and sands it down and makes it into a cane, so it's not mukta. Why? If it was a stump that he found on the ground, mukta. If Erev Shabbos he shaped it into a cane, not why? Because until a human being works it and completes it, it's Eitzim Avonim, it's nothing. When a human being shapes it and has in mind a certain tachlis, it becomes a kli. Okay. So now the Krumiya Shulkana wasn't even a kli. So Tosfos says, no, it's got to be a kli. If it would be Shechita Shulchulin, you would not require a kli. But B'Migdash, you do require a keli. This is a Yesoid, by the way. This din is a Yesoid. Which we'll explain in a moment. Then the Torah says, then there's a machlokes that has to be klisharis. What does that mean, that's being klisharis? No? Yaakov?
It's more like a ruchnistic status to the kli.
But how do I do it?
Does it have to be anointed?
So that is true for the first time the keli is, for the first set of kelim. In other words, when we do Chanukas based on Mikdash, we do Chanukas Akelim. But halacha is every time you bring a new knife into Mikdash, because the last one dulled, it doesn't require Mashiach Hashem. Right? Every time you bring a keli in to hold something of the Korban Mincha, so they were not Meshuchim B'Shamen. All right. But on the right track. Initially, Meshuch B'Shamen. Right? So first thing Yaakov is saying is, the very, very first knife that was brought into Beis HaMikdash, brought into Mishkan, was not anointed by the oil. That's correct. Is that the only difference?
Does that have to be like donated to Beis HaMikdash?
Does it have to be owned by Mikdash? That we bought with Hektish money, dedicated to Mikdash. I would think so. I'm not sure if I think so. Go ahead.
Aren't some of the rules for klisharis diukim from Sukkim?
Yeah. Correct. In other words, there are various halachas that apply to kli sharis. For example, a kli sharis can never be fixed. If a kli sharis gets a hole in it, it's done. If it's not a kli sharis, it can be fixed. You have a knife. So if the knife gets dull, if it's a kli sharis, you could not sharpen it, I don't think. You have to get a new knife. But if it's not a kli sharis, it's a kli, then you can fix it. Right, so that would be a din of keli, but not kli sharis. Kli sharis has the capacity. Now we're going to say. We are going to debate later on. Is to be makdish if it's a kli sharis. So again, what defines a kli sharis? So the Rambam writes in Klei Mikdash. It's very good. Kol kli mikdash, also mentioned midbar, require mishicha v'shemen. V'dov reze eino noyeg l'doiris. Kli shoreis are only zav as kesev zav. L'chadchila, but the evid other matchas, but we cannot use none of wood, and in nishbru. And then you have to return them back to their initial. You have to melt them down. You can't just you can't fix them. Right, a knife that has slipped out, you can't fix it. If it's a knife, it's klisharis. So those are some of the halachas of klisharis. Good. So now the din is. So now Taisva says, but there's a machlokes whether klisharis can be made out of wood, and. Are we now taking the position that kli sharis can be made of wood? He says, no. Because Tosfos says that the knife of shechita is not necessarily a kli sharis. V'chein mashma b'teisefta. And then Tosfos brings a raya from the teisefta. Chayme v'kmitza b'mishchita. That the kmitzas a korban when the kohen puts his fingers to bring up the flour, so that is a chumra. What's the chumra? That flour has to now go into a keli in order to be makdish that flour. But shechita does not require a keli. Ela filu kromia shulkona. So it can't mean it doesn't require a keli. It must mean that it doesn't require a Elatuna Klisharis comma. Alright? Miyesh Lidchais, the Lebein and Kliyofa. It could mean a different din. It requires a Kli, but not a Kliyofa. So three different halachas. Halacha number one, Kaili. Halacha number two, Klisharis. Halacha number three, a Kaili, which is a Chosh of a Kaili, because the Torah says, the halacha quotes a pasuk, "Hakriveyu no lefechosecha," that when one brings korbanos, they can't be balimum. When one brings a item to mikdash, it has to be presentable to royalty and be choshev. Not that royalty, has to be choshev. Hakriveyu no lefechosecha. So Tosfos says there are three different concerns. Kroimir Shulkana, if it's a good knife, it's made out of wood, so L'Chorv, it's got to be a Kli, because that I learned from Esam Achilles. Does it have to be a Kli Shoreis? Lav Davka. Does it satisfy the requirement of Hakrineu Nolefecho Secho? He says, must be. Maybe that's what they sefta means. I'll tell me that one of the classic cases of Hakrineu Nolefecho Secho is that we are that we disqualify Kfifa Mitzris, the person that if the Soita brings her korban mincha in a cheap woven basket, so we don't accept it. So is a cheap woven basket different than a kroimi sakona? So Tosha said, yeah, you can make a distinction. And right then he brings then Tosha said, Ephraim ha yemevi raya. He bring a raya that shechita does not require klisharis. Why? Because it says shechitosan bitzofen bekibul daman bechlisharis bitzofen. Doesn't say shechitosan bekliisharis bitzofen. Shechitosan bitzofen. Taisus says lav davke. That's not a good raya, as you learned. All right. Taisus in Zvachim. Mem Zayin Amid Beis. I think the first taste in the parak Ezu Makayman. I thought. Why is it on here? Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Okay. So the first Tyson is a Mekoyman. In a Chazir written where you say it in the morning. All right, why is this Mekoyman the parak that's chosen of all Perakim and Kotchim? No, Machlek is correct. Hainam Ephraim, who made Dakti Mikan, to loy be inan sakin bishchita, midalekaton, ishchitosan, bichli sharbeis. Tyson says, the Machlek is Bali Tyson. Does the knife have to be klisharis? So Taisvah says, "Rav Ephraim Sharma is not a good raya." L'chayra, that means Taisvah is being chaylik. Rav Ephraim, does it have to be a does the sack in shoshchita have to be klisharis or not? Would the first knife brought into the mishkan require mishicha v'shemen? Can the knife be resharpened as we go along? And Rambam Shita in Hilchas Psulei Mikdashin. Perek Gimel Alocha Zayin Kol Azvachim Ein Shechet and Eisel Nechad Chilam B'sakim Mechli Shoreis Im Shachet B'chol Dover She Shechet and Boy Achule and Afilu B'krim Shal Konek Sheirin. Tais the Rambam says Mikotze El HaKotze, right? The Rambam sounds like Lechad Chila Kli Shoreis but the Eved not even a Kli. So we have three Shitas, right? Tosfos is Shita. Our Tosfos says that for Shita in Mikdash you require a Keli, but not a Kli Shoreis. A Keli Yofa, but not a Kli Shoreis. Rabbeinu Ephraim says you require a Kli Shoreis. The Achronim assume that they both mean that b'di'evet. And Rambam says that lechadchila kli sharis, but the eved not even a kli. What's the hesber of this machlokes? So first of all, we have a yesod. The Gemara says that Shechita is not an avoda. Gemara in Zvach, Yud Dalman Beis. What's the raya that Shechita is not an avoda? What does it mean, she's not an avoda? Kosher bizarre. All right? And then remember that anybody can shecht a korban. Need not be a koyin. Koyin start, the avoda should be koyin start with the Kabbalah's Adam. So you see that it is not part of the classic avoda in kosher. The Gemara in Zvachim, that if a person would shecht, Pireyach Ma'avir, right? It's a kunzmacher, jumping and shechting, or he's standing in a chair. He's a short shechter. He can't reach the animal. So, it's a good shechita. Mora says, if a person, if a kohen would do kemitza from a chair, kemitza hopping wouldn't be good. Pireyach Ma'avir is not good, it's not derech shivus. That's not the way you serve the Rebbeinu Shalom on a trampoline. So the Gemara says, why is Shechita different than Kemitza, than Kabbalah Medam? Because Lama Voidi. Alright? Now, here's the Yusayin. The fact that it's not an Avoida, does that mean it's a regular Shechita? Is it a regular Shechita Schulen? No?
No.
How do you know?
You have Kavanas.
That's very good. Okay, good, good, good. This, you don't require a kavanah from our sugya. How would you? Which is correct? I'm on target. Bring you another raya. Correct. You are a kli. So when our taisva says you require a kli, our taisva is giving you a sign that when the Gemara says shchitas lav avoidahi, it doesn't mean that it's shchitas chulin. There is an additional din to Shechita. There is something special to Shechita and Mikdash. That's an important insight. The Ramban and the Rashba and our Sugya point out, and that's also why our Sugya has become very important in the learning of Kodshim. Because of this Ramban and this, who's able to see the Evan Ozel? Good, okay. And others, it's a little hard to find because it's not in the regular set. But then the Bar Ilan has it. Evan Ozel should bring back memories of last year. Vadicha Kiran Bavakama. Right? Whether Hezek is mitam, no. Right. So that was the first one was the Eben Ozel, and Mrs. Elman. So the Taisva says, hold on, Josh. Yesh Meforshim, Ramban, Sha'af al pi, She'ein oisin kli, Shor eis mei eis, Vafilu mando omar oisin, Hai lav klihu afilu ochi kevim deshchita ksheira bezor zor ki shochit besakin di deka shochit. It's not only that, but a zor can use his own, because the famous Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara says there was once a situation where Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, and they didn't know how they're going to shech their korbanos, and they went to Hillel, and Hillel said, Hanach li Yisrael, just watch, don't get so nervous about it. They know from their parents and grandparents, Hanish to Aha, it's not the first time we have a Erev Pesach on Shabbos. So, and what happened is that they took their knives and they stuck it in the wool of the animal. So they didn't have to do Hoitzah. So, but you see from here that they stuck their knives. Right? So it was their knives. Tochav Mishapischoi gedi tochav loy ben karno vonder minon minayin lo oila shetu una kli derseva yikach is a macheles viafin lo kulu be oila loyme de boy kli koldu ben vachol ben de kli shores, whether it is a kli, whether it's a hektish or not hektish. Visogadai, and that's what one of you pointed out, that maybe if it's not klisharis, it doesn't have to belong to the base of Mikdash, which that's what the Rabban seems to indicate. The Ocham Bishatikin Akroimiyas Hazuva also came kli. And here they made it to a kli v'loy nehira. And the Ramban says that our taste is incorrect. He likes Rabbeinu Ephraim. Shasakinim kli shoris hoyu. Says to Ramban, a very powerful kasha against the Shitas of Tosfos. The Gemara in Soita Yedalad. Gemara says that when it comes to a mincha, Gemara says that the mincha is miskadesh twice. Once when you dedicate the flower, you makdish it. And then when the flower is placed in the keli before it is mixed with the oil. The Gemara says, why do you have to be makadesh flour twice? What's wrong with doing it once? The Torah Gemara says, because dam is miskadesh twice. When is dam miskadesh twice? Mishom the sakin le my osi le kachi le dam betzaver beima. The cave of the hode mekadesh le bechli shoris. The kabbol of the oven less than ba. So Tosfos Gemara in Yoseita says dam gets kodesh twice. The second time becomes kodesh is when you're mekabel bechli shoris. What's the first time becomes kodesh? When you shechta. The knife is makdish the blood. Two levels of Tusha. But says the Ramban, and this is one of the, this was Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer's Chiddush and Rambam. And then we now see it was in the Ramban. Now the Rav Isser Zalman was the person who brought out the first Ramban. Right? He was the one who, they brought the Kisvei out of the Ramban to Rav Isser Zalman. If you've ever seen the first published Ramban on Shas, it has in the front page, it has the writing of Rav Isser Zalman that he was the one that worked on the Kesav Yad. But I'm assuming that over here he didn't have this, that he wrote, because he doesn't quote this Ramban, but he explains that when it comes to the Dam, so the Dam is two opportunities to become Kodesh. We use both. You have to explain why there are both. But he says that's why the Rambam, this is what Ramban says, that's why the Rambam says l'chadchila you need to have kli shoris, and b'di eved, even if it was not a keli b'chlal. Why? L'chadchila has to be kli shoris because you need to be makdishet once when you shechta and once when you catch the dam. But b'di eved, you can, as long as you catch it in the kli shoris, the dam will come to its kedusha. So the chanchila should be done in two stages, and b'diyeved. Now, next to Arva, our second shir is shchita a matir or a mitzvah? What was one of the rayas that shchita is a matir, not a mitzvah? What was one of the distinguishing features of a matir from a mitzvah? How does Tosfos bring a raya that tevila is a matir, not a mitzvah? No, go ahead.
You don't need
to do it in the chachila way. Correct. Now, you see that shchita legabe mikdash has to be different. Shchita legabe mikdash is not just a maisa shchita that you have to do to make the animal kosher. That's the first ha'ora of Mrs. Zalman Meltzer in the parallel Rambam. That even though we say shchita bekodshim is not navoida, that doesn't mean that it's the same thing as a shchita shalzor. It doesn't mean it's the same thing as a shchita that takes place in the shlacht house. Raya number one is that it requires a keli. Right? So you only pointed out. Raya number two Zev says it requires kavana. Raya number three is that the Rambam says that the shechita, there's a lechadchila that a way of doing shechita in Mikdash. A lechadchila in the Yevon. So it's, the shechita is not just a matir, it's not just the way that you get the animal to be dead so you can bring it on the Mizbeach. But the shechita is part, and it's not a voida because it's done by the Zohar. But it still is a maisa that belongs to Mikdash. And lechadchila, and according to Tosfos b'di'evan, it will determine whether we're going to be makdish the dam. All right. So we haven't finished up because it's getting late, but we'll just make a sikum of what we're holding. Our Gemara says that you can have a krayim yishol konim. This becomes a central sugya or raya in trying to figure out the status of the knife of shechitas karbonis. It becomes a central sugya in trying to understand what is the status of shechita v'amikdash. We know that shechita v'amikdash is not an avoida. It doesn't have to be done with all the l'shem shemayim at the beginning of Masechta Zochin. It doesn't have to be done by a kohen. On the other hand, we now have learned that the shechita b'kodshim is not the same thing as the shechita b'chulin. Because Tosfos says that our kohen yishol konah has to be a kli. Because the Rambam's lechadchila has to be a kli. It has to be a kli shoreis. So now we have a machlokes, three-way machlokes. Whether it has to be a kli shoreis even b'di'evad. Number three, whether it has to be a kli shoreis lechadchila and even a non-kli b'di'evad. So we need it tomorrow. We'll just finish up to explain this machlokes, and please we'll go weiter in learning the sugya. Okay.